This is the Texas Standard.
At the corner of Pine and Lethia Streets in North Beaumont, neat rows of pews are drying out on the front lawn of Magnolia Missionary Baptist Church. Near the pews, there's a bookcase, a small round table, some chairs, and a piano. A little girl named Cassie bangs on the keys, her grandparents egging her on. If you looked at just this part of the church, you might mistake it for a garage sale. But that would mean ignoring the enormous pile of debris about 10 feet away, a damp stack of doors, plywood, insulation, and anything else soaked by Hurricane Harvey. Churches turned inside out like this are common on Pine Street. It runs about 4 miles through Beaumont's north end, from downtown to the Neches River. Magnolia Missionary Baptist is just one of the 10 or so churches that sit on or around Pine.
Where the water is the secretary's office.
Most of them, and the small one-story homes that fill the neighborhood, had never seriously flooded. Harvey changed that. Reverend Dwight Benoit has been the pastor at Magnolia Missionary Baptist for over 2 decades.
This is the sanctuary. We had six and a half feet of water. Everything, total damage.
The church's classrooms and offices have been gutted, and it'd be easier to believe that they were still under construction rather than having ever been used. Down the street, at First Full Gospel Baptist Church, the damage isn't quite as dramatic, but it's still in bad shape.
We got about 10 to 12 inches of water inside the building, and it just kind of left us where we got to go in and just kind of refurbish everything.
That's Pastor Vernon Tubbs, who started the congregation 22 years ago. He's been here ever since.
This is traditionally an older neighborhood in the city, predominantly African-American neighborhood with a lot of hardworking people who have worked for years and years, and they have a lot of pride in what they do, what they've accomplished. They really don't want to give it up because, you know, this is home.
Damaged as their congregations are, the pastors on Pine Street say they're not going anywhere. Some never stopped serving the community around them. In one room at Magnolia Missionary Baptist, food and cleaning supplies are stacked nearly floor to ceiling, and most of it is on its way out.
I take that U-Haul and go down the streets. We took to people water, food, clothing. If they couldn't come, because Jesus said, you don't set up where they come to you. Jesus said, as you go, preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world.
Service and labor helps restore a sense of normalcy for some.
A lot of churches down here got affected.
Carolyn Jubert cleans the sanctuary at New Temple Christ Holy Sanctified Church of America a few times a week. It's a form of worship for her, although doing so usually doesn't require a cloth dust mask, but it will for the foreseeable future.
Can you hear me with this?
Yes, ma'am.
Right now we don't have a lot of light.
Oh, man.
See what I'm saying?
As we walk into the church's muddy, white-tiled foyer, a moldy, fetid smell smacks us in the face.
See, it's still sitting water. We're trying to finish moving out the broken-up pews that some of them fell apart due to the water.
But as dark and dirty as the inside of the sanctuary is, it's sunny and clear outside. On my way out of the neighborhood back toward downtown, I stop at a public housing community called Grand Pine Court. The apartments are arranged in rows of squat brick buildings, and Charleston Brown is sitting outside with 2 styrofoam containers of barbecue on the chair next to him. He said I could move the containers and sit down next to him. He evacuated with his family to Lafayette, Louisiana, but his apartment was okay.
I didn't take it for granted, man. People hold a lot of loss, not a whole lot of stuff. I done seen men no certain color that helped at other people, man, that had wives and went out there, man, to save people out of water, boy. Oh, my God, good people, man. That's what I can tell you. Oh, my God, good people, man.
We talk for about 15 minutes, and when I get up to leave, I put the containers back onto the chair, tell him to enjoy his dinner. But he says, no, it's not for me.
And that's to give to somebody that needs it. I'm good. You know,
Oh, you got that for somebody else?
Somebody passed through or something, need something. Oh. Hey, man, that's what it's all about. When God done bless you, hey, man, bless somebody else, you know.
He didn't have anyone in particular in mind. Just anybody who happened to be hungry. In Beaumont, I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.